Hello, guys and girls. Welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay. I have to apologise. I didn't bring too many videos last week because I was ill. I was in bed with a flu. My wife got ill and my child got ill. And then I finally got ill and then it just took over and I had no energy. Luckily, it wasn't COVID. We had the test and it was negative. So we're very happy about that. But as you can hear, it's a bit nasally. But that doesn't matter because actually that's going to prove quite useful for today's video because today's video is actually a review of Lee Mack.
I'd always wanted to do stand-up comedy. I didn't have the guts to do it.
Lee Mack is a hilarious British stand-up comedian. If you don't know him, really should check out some of his stuff. I'm going to play a little clip now, actually, where he's telling a story. And I'm going to watch the whole story because I find it hilarious. I think it's brilliant. And this was his introduction to stand-up comedy in the first time he was on stage, and he was very nervous, and so he had a drink, and being drunk, he completely messed it up. But I'll let him tell the story. Here we go.
It was my first attempt at stand-up comedy, and what happened was I'd always wanted to do stand-up comedy. I didn't have the guts to do it. I got very drunk. I had a go at doing it as a blue coat. My mate said to me, just copy all the other comedians at Pontins and steal their jokes, and basically talk to the front row. So you're supposed to say, where are you from? They say Scotland, you say who paid for your holiday, where you're from, Wales, you make a noise like a sheep. Rubbish jokes, right?
Okay, so the first thing, before we go on and listen to the whole story, we'll do that throughout this video. I noticed with Lee Mack that he's quite nasally. He's got a voice that sounds like he's got a blocked nose, but he's always sounds like this, and it's not that he has always got a blocked nose. And there could be a few reasons behind this, because sometimes when people constantly sound like they have a blocked nose, usually it's not because they have a blocked nose, but there can be a few things that can cause this. One of the things is that the soft palate lets through too much air, and then there's too much resonance in the nose, and the sound just gets distorted from, you know, what we would consider normal. And the other thing is that if the soft palate is too closed, then it doesn't let enough air through the nasal cavity, and therefore there's not enough resonance in that cavity. So then that can also sound like that. But there's other reasons, like you could have a deviated septum, you could have a cleft palate, or large tonsils or adenoids. So there could be a few things that are contributing to that, but often it's because of the way you've learned to speak. Because even if you have some of these issues, you can work around it if you were to experiment enough. But generally people tend to fall into the way they speak because of that's their genetics, and they just continue to speak the way everyone else does. And for those who find it an issue or want to get over it, you could either go and see an ear, nose and throat doctor who could, you know, tell you what's going on there and maybe give you, you know, prescribe you the right course of treatment, whether that's surgery or maybe it's just speech therapy and you needed to change the way you're making sound. So there's just some things to think about, because people have contacted me about nasal voices recently, and that's just an opportunity. But again, he's not so nasally, but he's got a Northern English accent. I think he's from Southport, so that's just north of Liverpool and Manchester on the coast near Blackpool. And he does a lot of speaking. He's been a stand-up comedian, trained as an actor for a long time, and so his sound has not got in his way. It's just the way Lee Mack sounds. But it's worth noticing that there could be many things that contribute to having a nasally voice, including having a cold like me. But let's get on with the story.
But I said, that's terrible. He said, don't worry, you're just padding. What you're doing is you're looking for comedy gold, which is, where you're from? They say Kent, and you say, what did you call me?
Now, did you hear that? Kent.
They say Kent.
He's really articulating the end of words. Now, one thing about Lee Mack, if you don't know him, and he's not doing it so much in this video, but he speaks incredibly fast. He really goes at it, and it's like a barrage of words sometimes. If you look, watch his stand-up comedy online or one of the shows that he's been on, you'll find that he could be very difficult to understand. But because he articulates himself so precisely at the end of words and sentences, it becomes clear. And that's what articulation does. It separates words from each other in order to break them up so the listener can understand what's going on, no matter what the speed may be. And so this is where articulation becomes important. It's not the be-all and end-all of your voice, but it does help others hear you more clearly, and so there's no second guessing what the message is that you're saying. It just makes things more audible and clearer for everyone to understand. And he's a prime example of someone who speaks very fast, yet is understood by many, even though he's got a strong northern accent and he's speaks so fast. Let's watch some more.
Right. Now, at Pontins, this used to take the roof off, right? So I tried it, but I was very drunk. So I go on stage and I say, "Where are you from?" This bloke says, "Scotland." I can't remember the joke. I say, "Hello."
I love his accent. I've never really been able to place him, and I had to look him up on Wikipedia to see he's from Southport. But I love those two words, bloke and joke. And it's almost like a diphthong, oh, oh. So his O sound is, if I say joke, and the RP is joke, he's saying joke and bloke. You hear that? The O. So he's making a sound that should have one vowel sound into two vowel sounds. Joke, bloke. Listen to that again.
This bloke says Scotland. I can't remember the joke. I say hello.
Hello, joke, bloke. You see what I mean? And so that's one of the, you know, things about his accents that I just noticed and picked up on. In case anyone is wondering, you know, what are some of the things that makes his accent sound the way he does? The vowel sounds. He mixes around with the vowel sounds, and that really kind of accentuates where he's from.
Then I said to the, "Where are you from?" The guy says, "Wales." I black out and I go, "Hi." I panic. And then I say, "Anyone in from Kent?" And this bloke shouts out, "Me." And I said, "Well, you're a c-."
Stop it there. Lovely. That, a very funny joke, and it's a true story apparently. This actually happened to him. So one last thing I want to pick up about Steve Mack, the hilarious British comedian, is that he's a king of the pause. I've said it about a few other people before as well, but Lee Mack being a comedian and timing being so essential to his craft is a very good example of someone who's able to use it well. And actually pausing also helps with articulation. Because sometimes when you're providing information or you're giving a speech or presentation, you need to take the time to pause, not only to collect yourself, but to allow the message you've already spoken to sink in to the audience. So who you're speaking to can't always take in all the information if you carry on speaking, carry on speaking. So the pause is often for the audience and not for you. It's a way to allow people to catch up with what you're saying, especially, I guess, if you're a stand-up comedian and the punchlines are so important, having a pause for people to become anticipating for the next thing rather than just being told it straight away is kind of key in that. So that's my short review of Lee Mack. Thank you, Faciel, for sending that in. And I will attempt to do more of these this week. And I've got a video on a new articulation exercise video tomorrow, the ultimate articulation workout, which I think should be quite useful for many of you who just want something that's quick and easy that's going to help brighten up that articulation. So thank you for watching. I'm Darren McStay. I'm going to probably drink lots of tea today because I've still got this cold. It's not completely gone yet. But thanks for watching, and I will speak to you soon. Leave a comment below. Do hit the like button. Subscribe if you haven't already. It's great that I'm back, and it's nice that you're here watching me. Do say hi in the comments. I'll speak to you soon. And until the next time, look after your voice.